Let's understand one of the most important services of hospital, and that is nursing service. Well, as we know, Florence Nightingale has started the concept of the hospital long back during the war, and she was one of the first person to learn about the nursing care of the patients. If we consider the treatment to be given to the patient in a hospital, after the doctors, well, the nurses are the most important people, and sometimes even more than the doctors, the patient is coming into contact with the nurses throughout the day. Doctors may come, examine, write the orders for the patients, and finally, the whole care of the patient is being taken care of by the nurses. Their physical care in the form of dressing, if required, even sponging, giving the medicines, the emotional care in the form of the concerns for the patient. He discusses with nurses more than the doctors, because doctors do not have time at times. There are multiple patients to be looked after by a doctor in multiple wards at times. So, the physical as well as the emotional aspect of the patient, the basic nursing care of the patient also, the tender loving care required by the patient is given by the nurses. And even the cost of the hospital, if we see one third, the cost of that is going towards the nursing care in a way. So let's understand what all things we learn in this topic. Our objectives will be, what are the various types of nursing services, whether it's a basic nursing service or it's a specialized kind of nursing service. The techniques of assigning duties to nurses. Now, how to assign the duties to the nurses by the nursing superintendent or the matron? She is going to decide based on various factors, whether the number of beds available, the number of nurses available, the trainee nurses, whether it's a teaching hospital or not. So there are multiple things that we learn in this. Then how the staffing of the nurses is to be done. Then what are their requirements in high dependency unit, medium dependency unit, and low dependency unit. Then we learn about the organizational chart of the nursing service, how it starts from matron or the nursing superintendent to the lower down till the student nurse, if we can say. Then we learn about the nursing audit. Well, you must have heard about the term audit, especially in financial audit. All the private limited companies, if we see, public limited companies, if we see, most of them are supposed to have their balance sheet, their profit and loss accounts to be discussed at the time of AGM, and their financial statements in the form of profit and loss account and balance sheet is to be certified by the qualified chartered accountant, and he is supposed to do the audit of this. So you must have heard about this kind of audit. So similarly, for nursing services, we can have audit whereby we can find out the quality of the nursing care that is being given in the hospital. Then we learn about the rehabilitative services for disability limitation and rehabilitation of the patient, a kind of tertiary prevention, what we learned in the basic preventions, primary, secondary and tertiary, if we see. So the rehabilitative services are in the form of physiotherapy, especially for musculoskeletal disorders, occupational therapy to take care of the day-to-day requirement of the person for their bathing, dressing and day-to-day activities, and for their vocational occupations, etc., also to take care of their earning capacity, and speech therapy for those people who are having some or the other hearing problem as well as the speech problem. Now, as we have told, one of the most important component of the hospital services, especially for prevention of disease and for promotion of health, as well as the tender loving care, a nursing care to be taken when the patient is absolutely sick, he cannot take care of himself. Right from the hygiene purpose, the basic bathing, brushing the teeth, eating, drinking, everything, the posture changes, especially in comatose patients. So a lot of nursing services are required, dressing for the surgical wounds. So all those things will come under nursing care, and it not only required for the physical aspect, but also for the mental and emotional aspect of the patient. And the patient should get the comfort from this tender loving care of the by the nurses, and by reason of the disease from which he or she, the patient, is suffering. It's the largest single technical group if we consider the technical people in the hospital, right from doctors, nurses, and paramedical staff. So it is the largest single technical group next to doctors, and it consumes 1/3 of the total hospital cost. As far as the nursing assessment is concerned, how to assess the patient's requirement for the nursing care, what are the interventions to be done, what are the instructions to be followed and given to the patient for taking care of one's disease, disability, etc. And finally, what are the various managerial tasks also to be done by the nurses will have to learn. So it's not only just taking the nursing care of the patient, but there are various administrative aspects also to be taken care of by the nurses, right from the keeping upkeep of the ward, inventory as far as various equipments are required, the linen is required, the dressing materials required, the medicines is required, to the scheduling of the patients for the at the time of discharge, to get the correct medical records from the doctors. They have to maintain their own records properly, to go to medical record department, to go for the billing, etc. All the administrative work also will be required to be done. So a lot of managerial task is also there. And finally, as a nurse, you should remember that they are not dealing with just the illness or the disease, but ultimately the human being who has got the disease, you are treating that human being. So you need real sensitivity, the empathy for the patient, and the emotional quotient of the hospital nurse should be very high. That's the requirement for the nurse, because the patient is in distress. The patient is suffering. He has got pain, not only the physical pain, but at times even the emotional pain, and maintaining the relationship with their relatives, with the pain of the monetary aspect if he is not financially well off. So you can understand there are multiple things running in the mind of the patient, not only the physical suffering that he is going to get, but even the relationship with the wife, with the child, with the parent, what he will do in case he is not becoming all right, what he will do in case he is the only breadwinner for the family, how he is going to manage his finances during and after the disease or the sickness. All those things are running in his mind. He becomes irritable at times with minimal kind of distraction or minimal kind of neglect. So he thinks that it's a neglect. It may not be necessarily a neglect on the part of the doctors or the nurses that they are taking care of. So they have to remember that they are dealing with human beings, and they are not dealing with just the disease or the disability of the patient. Now, what are the various types of nursing? If we see, one is basic nursing and the other one is specialized nursing. Now, the basic nursing or the generalized nursing is directed towards a diversity of people. Different kinds of patients are coming, different kinds of people are coming, and their health needs may be different based on, some may be requiring high critical care, some may be required only the mild care because they are able to do their functions more or less well. Only thing is, because there are IV fluids and IV injections to be given, they are admitted, or for certain investigations they need to be admitted, things like that. But they are not dependent on most of their functions on the nurses. So based on the type of disease, disability, based on the type of advancement of the disease, based on the recovery that's occurring, a lot of factors are there, and hence there are diversity of people apart from the disease that they are having, different types of diseases. Even the mentality of the patient, the culture of the patient, the way they have been brought up, the way they are, their personality is, all those factors are going to be different, and hence their expectations from the nursing care also may be different. So one has to think about the different health needs of different people, and accordingly one has to take care of them. So they require broad range of knowledge and skills, while in specialized nursing usually what happens, it's a focused specialist area of nursing care for a well defined population. For example, those patients who have been operated for the resection of the colon and a colostomy is there, the colostomy bag is outside, or seriously ill patient where even they are supposed to pass urine in the urinary bag, where catheterization has been done, or where there is a drain kept in acute surgical abdomen post surgery. So there are certain specialized care to be taken about these things. So it's a defined population where defined area of activity the nurse is going to look after. So it's a kind of specialized care they have to take. In these kind of cases, there should be high level of judgment needed. They have to be high decision making and discretion making power because of the specialist care for which they have been trained specifically towards that area in a way, and they have got mastery in managing these kind of patients as far as the nursing care is concerned. Maybe in intensive pediatric care unit or intensive neonatal care unit, some nurses may have got mastery of taking care of these people. Maybe for a neonate to get their vein while giving IV fluids, it's an art, it's a skill to be developed by the nurse. So they have got specialist care which is to be taken care of. And at the same time, they should be able to judge the dehydration level of the child as good as a pediatrician in a way, because before the doctor can come, she can start IV fluid if required. So a discretion and decision making power is also is very essential, and high level of judgment is needed for this kind of nursing care. Now, what are the techniques of assigning duties to the nurses? How the matron is going to assign duties to the nurses based on various factors? They have to calculate the staff need based on the number of beds. Naturally, how many number of beds are there in the hospital, how many number of sisters are there in the hospital, and how many will need high dependency they are, how many number of patients one can take care of by their experience and other things, by their specialization, etc. So you have to estimate the number of staff according to the degree of dependency also. And based on observation of nursing activity, there are various methods used for assigning the duties of nurses. One is case method, that means a particular type of cases will be looked after by these nurses. Say 15 cases are given to their nurse and all the requirements of these cases will be taken care of. So full nursing function will be done by these nurse. Here it is more of individualized care that they are doing, and there is going to be work satisfaction, interpersonal relations between a patient and the nurse will be better, because the whole nursing care of this patient is taken care of by one nurse. So the nurse knows in and out of this patient, emotionally they can connect well and discuss out any problems that are there easily if the nurse is empathetic. Then group assignment method, where a group of nurses are going to take care of these 15, 20, 30 patients. So there also comparatively the interpersonal relationship is going to be developed, but less as compared to the case method if we see. And the functional assignment method is totally fragmented, where one nurse goes on taking temperature, pulse and BP of all the patients while the other nurse goes on doing dressing of all the patients, while the third nurse take care of giving medicines to all the patients. Like this, it's only functional. But in this case, there is no one-to-one contact that is developing, and it looks like impersonal thing, as if a robot is giving medicines to all the patients based on the orders given by the doctor. So that interpersonal relationship, that sensitivity towards the patient, does not develop. So it is more of impersonal kind of nursing. And there is another way of team nursing method, where a team of nurses take care of some of these patients for the different functions. And there are primary nursing method, where usually it is being done in the primary health center and all, based on the type of requirement. So usually primary nursing will be not for the specialized care. In case of early disease, they can be taken care of by them, and they are more of generalized care that is there. Now, what are the various factors for effective nursing care? One is type of surgery done. If it's a minor surgery, naturally you don't need so much of nursing care there. But if it's a major surgery where a patient has to be kneeled by mouth, then IV fluids are to be taken there. Bathing should be taken care of there. Talcum powder may be applied on the body by the nurse. So type of service surgery. In case of obstetric care, naturally the mother is before delivery, she is, and if she is having any complication of pregnancy, she may be having multiple problems at that time. She is highly anxious whether the delivery will be normal or operation will be needed, whether any problem will occur to the fetus, etc. So obstetrics, then comes pediatrics, that's for small children. Again, more anxiety will be there on the part of the mother, because the small child doesn't know what to speak, and hence nurses require better counseling for the mothers they should have, and they should be expert in handling the babies, in knowing what can be the problem just by their crying also, and a few examination methods by observing the child, etc. And even for isolated patients who are suffering from some communicable disease, HIV, they may need, or some chickenpox or some kind of viral disease where they can spread them to others. These kind of patients also need specialized care, tetanus, rabies. Then acuteness of the disease, that means acutely ill patients usually are suffering a lot and they cannot take care of themselves, because the pain level is much more, the anxiety level is much more, they don't know what's going to happen, they don't know what exactly they are suffering from. If the spikes are coming for the high fever, and if the child is having convulsions, the mother's panic will be more. So based on acutely ill patients, they need more nursing care. Then comes, if there are experienced nurses who have dealt with such patients earlier in much better way, then naturally once the new case also comes to them, they know exactly what is expected out of them, they know exactly what the patient may be suffering from, what the doctor is going to write the treatment, so they can start some of the things in advance, or just by telephonically they can tell the doctor and get the treatment started right away, and hence they will be more efficient to take nursing care of these patients. Then what is the amount of quality of supervision required by the nurses for such patients? If they are a highly dependent unit, in high dependency unit, as we know, the patient requires a lot of nursing care. In case of acute illness, they require a lot of care by the nurses, because they have to observe the patients continuously. In case of intensive care unit also, they have to observe them continuously, see for any signs of changes, see for fever, see for temperature, see for their respiratory change that's occurring, or suddenly if there is a heart problem. So continuous quality supervision is needed for such kind of cases. So based on that, the number of nurses required also will vary per bed. Availability of nursing aides. How many nursing aides are available in the form of trainee nurses, in the form of auxiliary nurse midwives or ward sisters, staff nurses, etc., so that you will come to know that the burden on one nurse will be less if there are trainees available or aides available. Then standard of care desired. What is the standard of care required for that patient? In case of isolated patient, high standard of care is needed. In case of acutely ill patient in ICU, high standard of care is needed. So based on that, if you need personalized care, then naturally you will need more number of nurses, more number of nursing supervisors and better care to be given. Then whenever there is a teaching function, again you need more number of nurses, because some of the time will go in teaching the student nurses. And so, and secondly, usually there are super specialized cases also handled in a teaching hospital, because more competent doctors are available and more specialists are available. So in a teaching function hospital, you usually need one nurse for 3 beds, while in case of non-teaching, it may be one nurse for 5 beds is enough. Now, what are the plan of wards? There are various types of wards we have learned in the last lecture: Rick's ward and the L-shaped ward and the circular ward and the night angle ward. So based on the type of ward also, the number of sisters required will vary, because in case of Rick's ward, since there are 4 to 5 patients in a separate room, again in another room there are 4 to 5 patients, so one nurse may not be able to look at all the patients simultaneously. They have to go from to other to each and every room and go on seeing patients. So as compared to the night angle ward, where there is a long queue of the beds which is perpendicular to the wall, and in the center there is a nursing station, so they can observe 20-30 patients at a time and go from one place to other easily. And hence in Rick's ward, as we know, more number of nurses will be required as compared to the night angle type of ward. And what's the location of the equipments and supplies? If they are nearby to the ward, naturally less time will be required and it's easily observable. While if they are scattered at various places, then more time will be required and more number of nurses are required. As far as the working hours and shifts are concerned, if there is inflexibility, if only this nurse will always be in only first shift, she cannot do second shift like that, then naturally you will need more number of nurses. But if there are flexible working hours, then less number of nurses may be enough. Then hospital routine, that is clerical work time consuming, also is to be taken care of. If there are assistants available who are going to look after the clerical work, then naturally that much time of clerical duty the nurse usually does will be less, because the clerk is going to take care of. While in most hospitals it is not like that, and hence many of the clerical duties are also done by the nurse, then you will need more number of nurses to take care of these patients. Now, as far as the assignment method is concerned, it can be functional assignment, where one particular function is going to be done by that. Then they will become more expert in that particular function and they will be more efficient than in case method, where all the type of duties one nurse is going to do for that particular patient. The mean daily patient census, what is on an average, how many number of patients are being treated in this hospital. The patient turnover rate, how many they are being discharged every day. If the new patient comes, you need to do further investigations for them. Newer diagnostic facilities are to be taken care of by sending them for X-ray, blood, CT scan, etc. to diagnose the disease. You want to call the doctors, so more number of nursing care will be required, so more number of nurses will be required. If the acutely ill patients are majority of them, again more observation is needed, more number of facilities are to be provided, and hence again you will need more number of nurses. And what are the types of therapies available in your hospital? Specialized therapies, if they are available, then you need specialized kinds of nursing also. Now, as far as the factors influencing patient care is concerned, there are various factors, out of which one is general factors in the form of how many number of beds, in what pattern they are, what type of wards there are, whether ICUs are available, whether there are super specialists available or not. So what are the various assistants available, various super specialists available, whether engineering services are available or not. So there are various general factors which are going to affect even the patient care. Then what is the hospital staff, how qualified is the hospital staff, whether it's a new hospital where comparatively less experienced patients people are there as a staff, then whether the hospital superintendent is very much interested in continuing medical education for all the staff, so that there is upgradation of the knowledge and skill of all the staff as far as the infection control is concerned, as far as the technical skills are concerned, then naturally you will have a better nursing staff available who is more efficient, more effective in performing their functions. Then as far as the physical facilities and equipments are concerned, if you have got sufficient number of oxygen cylinders or pipelines for that, sufficient number of ventilators, sufficient number of ECG machines, so that whenever you get large number of patients coming together also you are able to cope up with that kind of thing. So physical facilities and equipment, if they are sufficient, latest equipments are available, then no need for the patient to be transferred somewhere else just for taking one MRI and CT. Otherwise lot of time will be wasted, lot of administrative work will be done. So based on that also the patient care will vary. Then effective use of clinical and service facilities, how it is, what are the various services provided, whether the cafeteria is there where even the patient's relatives can take food, whether the dietitian is coming to each and every bed to find out what therapeutic diet that patient needs and accordingly the diet is given or not. So clinical as well as service facilities, laundry, linen, etc. also, CSSD, etc., the proper pathological backup, X-ray facility, MRI facility, etc. So all these facilities also will vary, and based on that the nursing care, the patient care will depend. Then what is the number of beds and whether it's an effective use of beds is being done or not, whether the slight nursing care requiring patient may be discharged if possible, if they can be taken care of at home so that acutely ill patient can come and so that the sufficient number of beds are available for the new patients. Then what is the overall quantum of work for the staff, whether the number of patients coming are much more than it can be tackled by the doctors and nursing or not. Then what is the administration level, whether you have got highly skilled, the properly qualified managerial people who know how to tackle the various services, how to optimally utilize the resources, how to take care of finances, how to get the external sources of finance, etc., for the patients who can't afford, whether they have got the counselor, social counselor also available, who can take care of their emotional problems or who can take of their care of their financial problems by referring them or getting some of the charitable people to donate for them, etc. So all those things also will vary. Then what is the motivation of the staff themselves, whether the staff that is appointed in the hospital, are they highly motivated? Are they genuinely interested in treating the patients and taking care of the patients? And are they satisfied with their job that they are doing? Are they being posted in places where it is an area of interest for them? Are they being regularly appreciated? Are they being trained regularly so that they are motivated? Are they getting sufficient salary and perks? Or they are thinking that let me get the second opportunity in some other hospital to run away from here and go there so that I can get better salary. So motivation of the staff also is going to take its impact on how the patient care is being taken care of in this hospital. And whatever we say, motivation is very important, otherwise definitely patient's care is going to suffer. Similarly, the image of the hospital, how is the name of this hospital in the eyes of the community outside? If patient feel that this hospital really takes care of the patients, the nursing staff is really very empathetic, the doctors are highly competent, then definitely once the patient enters this hospital, he is mentally very calm, quiet, and half the battle is won, because he feels that once I entered this hospital, I am going to be all right very fast. So as far as the emotional aspect is concerned, the mental aspect is concerned itself, it acts as a boost to betterment of this patient, and hence he will become all right faster. So, and he will feel that he is being taken care of and he is in safe hands.